Chat, stop recording.
What is up, everybody? I am back, and we are going to be playing Chapter 3 of a Western drama.
Continue.
So, if you remember from Chapter 2, we found the marshal. We went to the fort, and we found that the priest person was not who we really thought he was. So now we are going to start Chapter 3. I'm on continue. We'll press enter.
Chapter 3. Justitia.
Follow me, Wade. Follow me through the flames.
You'll hear a lot of voices, but only one of them is the right one. Move in the direction of each voice until you find it.
Here we are. I think I did actually get to this part on my other comp.
You heard us, Wade.
Before, there was just one of you.
Now there are many of us. You burned us.
Where am I supposed to go? Maybe towards that? Okay, I can go straight.
There are many of us. You burned us.
I like how they have the dreams like this.
Now there are many of us. You burned us.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But you do now.
Follow this person because he sounds like we're supposed to find.
Hey, I didn't want.
Maybe it isn't too late. Maybe to make amends.
Okay, now that is just weird.
Come on, boy. Come on. We're almost done.
Yeah. So you have a plan? You know who to start with?
Yeah. I got an idea while you just lay there asleep.
Oh, let it go. Had a terrible night. Just the usual dream.
Doesn't matter. Have you seen Fair Spring? The marshal was right. It's a great town.
Now you're starting to talk about pointless things.
Show me some respect, boy. I ain't ever missed a shot in my life. Fair Spring has got everything, but not a single bank. We'll found a bank here, and that'll attract Justitia.
You old bastard.
I was hunting scumbags long before you were born. It's perfect. Justitia operates in this area. He won't say no to a brand new bank full of money, and we'll be there, waiting for him.
I don't like it. We have to find some fool who's gonna agree to be our bait.
I'm done. Never you mind. We'll find someone.
We should at least warn the authorities in Fairspring.
Now you're thinking straight again. Let's go right away.
Ooh, whoa!
Asshole! You almost killed me!
I'm sorry. They're about to attack.
Who? God, who's attacking you?
Those bastards from Winterberg. Globe Jones. I represent the law here in Fairspring. You look like two guys who could help us, if we promise you a little money.
A lot of money, Mr. Jones.
Give us a hand against those assholes, and you'll be well rewarded.
We're at your service.
Take the wagon and follow me.
All right, so I guess we're going to have more turning and...
Those bastards are from the city next to ours. They pay mercenaries to attack us and envy our wealth.
Mr. Jones, we don't want explanations, just money.
Sure. They're coming!
Oh, these fights again.
You're being chased. Watch out for the enemy's movement. You can only hit them when they stop. If you shoot at the right moment, you won't get hurt.
Hey! Yep, I died. I figured. Sometimes it's hard to tell from when they're moving to when they're stopping if they're, like, on the same side.
You're being chased.
I'll skip this.
They mustn't get away!
This is actually the best I've done in any gunfight on this game. Hey!
Hey!
Oh, no. knew it. It wasn't gonna last. I think I still made it, though. Yep. Alright.
Bastards!
Now we've really won.
Without your help, more of our men would have died. Come and visit me later for your reward. This is for you.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Actually, I ain't a sheriff. The Winterberg men have killed too many of them, so we decided to stop electing them. I've come forward to protect my people.
So, Fairspring doesn't have a legal representative.
We handle justice by ourselves, son. Stay with us. You could be of great help. We could pay you...
That's enough! Enough, Loeb! We can't take it anymore! This time, they were yours! Your men raid my land!
Perhaps the Marshal was wrong about Fairspring's tranquility.
You know that ain't true, Mrs. Toof. We're civilized around here. It must have been the men from Winter...
Oh, God! Stop it with the usual litany! My hill knows no peace! It's you and them. Just because we are on the border of two fucking towns doesn't mean we have to continually suffer at the hands of both.
Fuck, Mrs. Toof. It's you who wants to stay there. I've told you before that land is dangerous. And maybe you should stop serving those sons of bitches, too. There'd be no problems if you just did business with us. I can't fault some hothead from Fairspring when you sell in Winterberg, too.
Loeb Jones. We've already talked about this, and I do not accept them. It's you who should stop me.
What the fuck? You're hurting me. Alright, why the hell have we moved away?
Because I got another idea, and you better listen to it. Remember what the stranger told me.
Oh, God. You've already told me 1,000 times, Drake. I ain't a kid anymore.
But this time, it makes sense. Think about it. Looking at things from above to understand them. The stranger only managed by looking at things from above.
So?
So you'll accompany that girl to her damn hill and defend her ranch. I'll go to Winterberg and take care of them. My plan to capture Justitia will only work if we bring peace here, at the cost of many slaughtered men.
Perhaps you're right, old man. I'll worry about these guys and you take care of the others.
And Justitia will fall into the trap. But remember, at least for now, we shouldn't reveal our intentions. Come on, let's start with those two.
I'm telling you, I don't have much money.
Don't worry, Mrs. Toof. Just my duty. If your land is so good, well, you can give me some of what it produces.
Call me Dolly. Now, careful not to get lost.
I think I actually got up here on my other computer. I didn't really have gotten this far. It's been a while since I've actually played.
Don't get lost! Wade. My home. Welcome to Two Front.
Dolly, you're back. Who is he?
Wade! He'll help us defend ourselves against those cutthroat assaults.
Pleased to make your acquaintance. You know, we really need...
Come on. I'll show you to your room.
Alright.
Thanks, Wade. That's perfect.
Are you sure you don't want to rest? That's what I'm here for.
Oh, don't worry. If they come tonight, they will find me awake.
And your brother, Alec.
I don't want him to take part in this absurd war. He works on the ranch all day. And he writes the local newspaper.
Really? The newspaper?
Yeah. He really loves his job. He writes a lot. He says that what he publishes will put an end to the hostility between the two cities. You know, he's never been violent at all. But I'm worried about him. I'm terrified of losing him.
You talk as if that already happened to you.
Well.
A loved one?
My father. He was from Winterberg. My mother died when we were very young. He took care of me and my brother, protecting us. He founded the ranch by himself. He didn't understand the hatred between Fairspring and Winterberg. This ridiculous dispute. He wanted to unite the two towns with his work, to overcome the divisions. He was very peaceful. Just like Alec.
And then?
Hatred doesn't forgive. At least, not around here. People didn't look favorably on his peacemaking mission. And some mercenaries slit his throat. The sheriff at the time did nothing about looking for the culprits. He told me that these things happen.
Well, I'm sorry.
Did they also kill someone you cared about?
No. Maybe it's me who's killed many people dear to others. Well, me, well, it would have been hard. I never met my parents, you see. Sometimes I wonder if I ever had any. You see, maybe we're the same in this regard. Neither of us has an old man to protect.
And that gentleman you work with?
Just a dear friend. Whoa, hear that? Put out the fire.
The oxes! They're bellowing! If they take them away, it's over!
All right, I'll go. You stay here.
Never. At least I will take you as far as their fence.
Then take a gun.
This way.
Come on. We must take them all away from that bitch.
Take the herd away. Those bastards.
I'll take care of it, Dolly. You stay here.
This damn war.
You mustn't leave the spot. Understood?
I want to avoid a fight, Dolly.
It was this war that killed my father. Do you understand? And now, they want to ruin us. Bastard! Bastard!
Dolly, no!
Okay, I don't know what just happened there.
It's that bitch. She's there.
Bastards! Bastards!
Shit. Shit. Back here! Want to get us killed?
Sorry, we just can't take it anymore, Wade.
Dolly!
Oh, Alec, come on, come here.
I heard shots. What happened?
Well, some of your friends from Fairspring or Winterberg tried to steal your herd, but it's all over now.
Okay, come on. Let's see if the animals are okay. I delivered all the crates. The Fairspring store always supplies a lot.
Alec?
He's out delivering his newspaper. Let's go to Lobe Jones. Alec usually visits him. I told him to stay away from those people, but he always says that you can only do good by changing the ideas of those in charge. Follow me.
All right. We will do that. Come on, stop walking so I can move. Whatever it is, blocking the path.
Hurry. This way. Follow me.
Alright. Here we go.
Hurry. This way. Come on. Hurry. This way.
Please don't get hit some stupid obstacle or something. Yeah, I'm going as fast as this will let me.
Follow me. This way. Hurry.
Damn dog! Like that, eh? Happy now?
Enough, Lope! Enough! Please! Stop it!
Go away, Dolly. This time your brother deserves a lesson.
Enough, Mr. Jones. It's not worth it. That's enough.
What the fuck do you want? Ain't none of your business.
You've beaten him senseless.
He deserved it. This son of a bitch is ruining Fair Springs' reputation with his newspaper. He writes falsehoods. I want to control that damn print shop of his.
Mr. Jones, the Toofs do nothing but good. You should thank them for still being here, after what you did to them.
You come to tell me what to do, boy? In my town, I do what I want. Is that fucking understood?
Sorry, you were close.
Bastard.
Punching fights.
How you doing?
I feel better.
We must take him home and help him recover.
Yeah, I'll let him on the wagon.
Don't think that's the end of it, boy. It's not over. You can't hit Fair Springs Protector and get away with it.
If you want to take the Toof's property, you can try, Mr. Jones. You can try. I'll be there.
What have I done? My brother's life. I thought I was ending my father's mission.
All right, let's help him get in. You'll get better. You'll see.
Wait! Look over there!
Who are they?
It's Loeb. His man.
Curse it!
Probably gonna have another gunfight.
You recover quickly, Jones.
You challenged me, boy. I'm here to take what's mine. I'm not recommending it, you mad dog. Or the young Toof won't get out here alive.
Leave my brother alone, you bastards! What do you want, Loeb? You want my land? Our property? Us?
Dolly, go inside. Take Alec away.
No! Let's go!
Your favorite horse.
Nobody move. Stay where you are. See, Dolly, I want exactly what you said. I want this land. I want its riches. I want you to leave this place. Fairspring can't put up with you anymore.
You're alone. No one follows you.
Me? Alone? Look at these men, Wade. They're here because they won't tolerate the Tooth's lack of respect anymore. They want us to take back what is theirs.
They're just men paid to follow you. The town wants the Tooth's, like Winterberg. I'm sure of it. No one likes this war.
What the fuck do you know? You're just an asshole who can shoot. I'll show you how the law of Fairspring deals with the likes of you.
You're not the law, Mr. Jones. You're nothing.
Sequence right. Hey! What? Not nice. Try this again, see if I can actually get these sequences right.
Come on, Alec. I'll help you get back inside.
Now what will you do?
Drake. The old guy is with me. Now go to Winterberg. That's where he is. We have a mission to accomplish, and I believe you can help us.
All right. Loading.
So... everything's settled over there.
Yeah, the inhabitants of Fairspring finally decided to elect a serious sheriff. And to appease the Tooth's.
Well done, Wade. I knew you could do it. And the idea of using that boy's newspaper to spread the news of the new bank across the county. Well, good work.
I told you, you're getting old. Too many compliments. It's not like
it. Maybe I'm getting soft. It was difficult here as well. But after 5 deaths, they understood the importance of peace and of that fucking hill, which gives it so much godly grace. We can move on to the next phase.
Not yet. We're missing the sucker to put in the bank. Well, didn't you say it was all sorted out?
Help me, please!
Fuck.
Please! They want to kill me!
Who?
They're armed! They want to kill me!
Drake, they're coming!
Over there. You're dead!
Get down!
Hey! Okay, we're gonna listen again. Try to get him at the right moment. Yep, I'm gonna die. Yep. I can never get these fights on the first try.
Ugh.
That's more like what we want. Hey! Oh, dude. I'm gonna have to do this whole stupid thing over again. Nice. Fights in a while. Somewhere here. Let's wait for things to kind of clear up. Come on! A lot of guys on the right side. I think they're on the left, just want to make sure. There we go. And I actually didn't get hit that time.
And you call this spreading peace?
You can't blame me for those four frenzied assholes.
There were more than four.
The important thing is that everything is okay now.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. You saved poor Hank's life.
You know, Hank, if someone chases you like that, I mean, they're violent here, but you, come on, what'd you do?
Oh, nothing important.
a misunderstanding.
Look, Hank, I don't think we'll let you go. You don't tell us exactly why you were being chased by a fucking firing squad.
Well, see? They call me Shining Hank, like my traveling show. I sell this, Hank's Shining Elixir, which cures people from almost all the evils of our time. The point is that those guys said I was a swindler, that I wanted to cheat them. Animals, wild beasts. I said that the elixir doesn't give guaranteed results, but at that point, they just wanted someone to let off some steam.
I'm starting to think those guys were right.
Don't say that even in jest. They're animals. They don't understand my art, the perfection of my elixir.
You know, Hank, I also see it how Wade does, but you're a good salesman. Let's say that we won't take you to the new sheriff, if you do us a little favor.
Anything for my saviors.
See, it's simple. Near here, there's a city named Fairspring. Know the place?
Yeah, I've been through with my show.
Now it so happens that me and my partner are setting up a new bank there. Actually, a trap for a dangerous son of a bitch we're looking for. And well, you look like the perfect cashier.
What? Oh, no, no, no. I certainly can't do that.
Yes, you can. You'll be there to welcome him and the bastards who follow him, so that when the son of a bitch arrives, he won't suspect a thing. And in return, we won't report you. Consider it a way to pay us back.
So, Mike.
You see, gentlemen, I believe this...
Bastard!
This really isn't possible!
Alright, we're gonna run after him.
Bastard!
Yep.
You still there?
Same thing as last time.
You're crazy!
Just like the horse controls, only you're running.
You wanna kill me? Bastard! You're crazy! You still there? You wanna kill me? Fuck! You don't give up! You still there?
Yes, I am.
You're crazy! Bastard! You wanna kill me? Fuck! You don't give up! You're crazy! Bastard! You wanna kill me? You still there? Fuck! You don't give up!
I hope that's...
Bastard!
Uh-oh, well that was close. I almost
You're
missed that
crazy.
Turn.
Fuck! You don't give up! You still there? Bastard! You wanna kill me? You're crazy! Bastard! You still there? Fuck! You don't give up!
Hold still, you asshole! Okay, Hank. Okay, Hank.
No, please!
I just want an answer. You accept.
I can only say yes.
I knew you were a reasonable man, Hank. Sleep in a cell in Fairspring.
In a cell?
That's right. If you so much as try to escape, your last elixir will be for the devil.
All right, then.
Oh, God. How many days have passed?
Don't complain. Waiting is the best part. Enjoy it.
It's your fault we're stuck in this fucking town.
I already told you to show me some respect, boy. Yeah?
It's time.
Sheriff, you spotted them?
Yeah, it's them. In the distance. I'm sure of it.
And Hank?
I stuck by his ass all the time. I never thanked you for my election. Actually, here in Fairspring, we're all grateful for what you did.
Yeah, okay. But you head off now. Go somewhere safe. We'll handle this. Follow me, Wade.
All right. I don't know if that's supposed to be... I don't even know what we're in. Where we're at. Sounds like a tavern or something. I don't know. Trying to find you.
Close the bar, old man, and don't let anyone in. And you lot don't leave this place. If you value your lives.
I'm here! What are you doing?
Trying to get to you. I don't know where we're going, but...
Come on, Wade!
All right.
Get moving! Come on, Wade!
Okay, we're gonna keep straight.
I'm here.
Oh,
get moving.
You're on my left. Now you're going to my right.
I'm here.
Really?
Come on, Wade.
You should have had that.
Get
like,
moving.
That obstacle should have applied to you. It seemed like you just walked right through there.
Come on, Wade. What are you?
Oh, I guess this is doing it all for us now.
They're arriving.
Fuck! Fuck! Fuck!
Do what they tell you and follow the plan. Nothing's gonna happen to you, Hank.
And no false moves, or I'll kill you before Justitia does.
Here they come.
So, this is the new Fair Spring Bank.
Well, welcome to Fair Spring Bank. How can I help you?
Go get everything you have or you're dead. Come on.
Right away. But don't shoot. Please.
Great job, Hank. Stop!
Shit.
Ow.
It's over, Justitia.
Yeah, boys. Drakefar.
Do we know each other?
Oh, Drakefar.
Something with him is wrong.
He's worth more alive. Don't shoot.
Bastards! We'll raise this tail to the ground.
We need to catch him.
All right, we're running. Or are we on horseback?
You look! You massacre anyone you find alive? Those sons of bitches are mine.
Drake, he has others with him.
Far, far, far. You and the other asshole won't make it out alive.
You handle it. I'll take care of the others. And don't kill Justicia.
Come from? Oh. There we go. Only one or two hits. That wasn't too terrible.
It's the end of the line, Justitia. It all ends here.
How about I let you live if you give me the man who's with you?
Don't look like you can give orders now.
Give me Drake Farr!
Why him?
He killed my father.
Well, he's killed many men.
Oh, but you must remember the name Low Crouch. Killed like a dog.
Wait, Crouch, who terrorized Eagle Path County some years ago. That was your father.
One of the most fearsome men in the country. We were always together. Everything I do,
He's for him.
Crouch's son. But your name's John, right?
How do you know?
That day you fled from your father's hideout, didn't you? You ran away.
You were there, too. You were with him, weren't you? You were with him. You saw him die.
Your father was worth a lot of money, alive or dead. That's all that matters to a bounty hunter.
Well, then, before I get too far, I'll have fun with your corpse.
So we are gonna have to kill him. Matter. Let's try again.
You, unlike that son of a bitch father of yours, are worth more alive.
I've done a lot worse.
You only failed against us.
But I lend my men to every pleasure. Every weaponness. Last one was a wrench on the road to Fair Spring. Yes.
The Tooth's Ranch?
You know, it was wonderful. Before this. Yes. Wonderful!
You know, John, Drake didn't kill your father.
Then who?
I killed him.
Okay, then.
Chapter 4.
Interesting.
Treason.
And that is...
You shouldn't have killed him, Wade.
It for...
You shouldn't have killed him.
Chapter 3.
He was an animal. He deserved it.
Oh, 26.1.1, 64 bit windows, profile, untitled scenes, untitled window,
control
window, stop recording, checkbox chat.
Later to play chapter 4. Thank you guys for listening.